Going to read scripture first from Exodus chapter 2. And we'll read the first 15 verses. A man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him. Now the word basket there is the word also translated as ark, as in Noah and his ark. She put him in a papyrus ark and coated it with tar and pitch. And then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds among the bank of the Nile. And his sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. And then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. And she saw the basket, the ark, among the reeds, and sent her slave to the girl to get it. And she opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. And then his sister, Pharaoh's daughter, his sister, that is Moses' sister, asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Oh, yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. And when the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Well, one day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. And glancing this way and that and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Well, the next day he went out and he saw two Hebrews fighting, and he asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" And the man said, "Well, who made you a ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" And then Moses was afraid and thought, "What I did must have become known." And when Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian. And then I want to read a verse from Hebrews 11, you know. Sometimes people say that's a famous chapter, the heroes of faith. Well, it's full of examples of faith, and it also picks up on this Exodus 2 passage. I just want to read verse 23 and 27. Here's verse 23. "By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict." And then verse 27 says about Moses, "By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible." Dear friends in Christ, have you got faith? I guess we can define faith in a multitude of ways, but maybe one way to define faith is to know what God wants you to do and then to do it. That'd be faith in action. Or to know what God doesn't want you to do and then not to do it. It's faith in action. Well, I want to show you a couple of pictures. Here's one. That lady looks a little scared to me. I want to show you another one. Oh my. He's terrified. I want to show you one more. Well, you know, fear is something that comes to us no matter what our age, obviously, no matter how old we are or are young. It comes to us whether we're male or female. It comes to us whether we're rich or poor. All of us are familiar with the feeling of fear. We'll put it away. It's a powerful emotion. It can drive us to action or inaction. You know, sometimes people who have the most money or power are the most afraid of losing it. Like Pharaoh. So afraid he would lose his power that he had to have those baby boys of the Hebrews killed, drown them. And like the later version of Pharaoh, called Herod, he was so afraid of losing his power, he had all the baby boys in Bethlehem killed. People do awful things because they are afraid of losing power and prestige, and we understand that. We're no total strangers. We're not keen on losing our power or privilege. I think there are lots of examples today. Assad in Syria. Oh, that man's got to be awfully afraid. I don't know about Putin. I'm kind of thinking he's a bit afraid too. But I know a little bit about what it's like to be afraid. Do you? You know somebody? Yeah. Well, you know what? In the face of Pharaoh's edict that all the baby boys born to the Hebrews were to be drowned so that they couldn't compete against him. In the face of that, it seems to me that Moses' parents were real believers because they got pregnant and they had a baby boy in spite of what Pharaoh said. I think that was faith in action. The Hebrews writer picks up on that. By faith, he says, Moses was hidden by his parents for 3 months after his birth because they saw that the child was beautiful, a fine child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. You don't mind if I wonder a little bit, do you? Like, I wonder a little bit how true this is, that they were not afraid. Because it says that after 3 months, they knew they couldn't keep him. I guess maybe his voice got stronger, whatever. And they said, oh, you know, if we keep him, we're going to be in trouble. Pharaoh's going to get after us. He's not going to be kind to us. He's a murderer. Who knows? Our life could be fatal. And so they devised a plan. And they built a little ark and put him in the river. And they said, who knows? God knows. God knows. Maybe in this place where Pharaoh's daughter bathes regularly, who knows? God will touch her heart. And he did. Fear. I think they had a bit of fear. Sure they did. You know, in the story in Exodus 2, we're told actually in so many words about Moses, that when Moses realized that he had been discovered, the fact that he had killed this Egyptian in a fit of anger for what he was doing to one of his Hebrew fisherman. He up and slew that Egyptian and buried him in the sand. And then the next day he sees two of his fellow Hebrews fighting. And then he discovers they know about what I... And you know what it says? He was afraid. He was afraid. And he fled. Don't tell me he wasn't afraid. It says he was afraid. So, what is it? The Hebrews writer says he was not afraid. And this is the Bible. Oh boy. Was he afraid or wasn't he afraid? Well, yes and yes. Yes and yes. Fear, as we know, can motivate us to take evasive action. Fear can be a good thing, right? It can save our life. Fear is not always necessarily something that's wrong or something to be embarrassed about, guys. You can admit it. It's okay. There can be wisdom in having fear. Even the Bible says so. It says the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. So I wonder then why the Hebrews writer says both of Moses and his parents that they were not afraid. I'll tell you what I think, and then you can decide for yourself. How's that? Is that fair? Okay. I think that fear and faith are never far apart. I think that they are as close to each other as the two sides of a coin. Let me show you. You can't have the one side without the other. They are always together. Faith and fear are bound together, I believe, like the two sides of a coin. And true faith is wise enough to know a little bit about fear. Fear of God, as I said, but also fear of evil. Why shouldn't we be afraid of evil, of Pharaoh, of Herod, of Satan, of sin, of my own stupidity, of my own weaknesses, of my own depravity, of my own pride, all kind of things to be afraid of. Yeah, sure. True faith knows not to put too much trust and confidence in myself, but to look to God. To look to God precisely because of my fears, precisely because of my weaknesses, precisely because of the scary powers of the enemies. True faith, true trust in God, the expectations that I have of God for Jesus' sake does not mean that the other side of the coin isn't there. Fear. But you know, it all depends on which side is facing up. I think that's the point. To live in faith, to have the faith side up, to have the trust side up, the love of God side up, That's what we're after. And so in the case of Moses' parents, Amram and Jochebed, of course they had some fear. How could they not have had some fear? It's natural. It's human. There were times, surely, when their fear side was up, and I think after 3 months, and this baby was growing and making more noise, their fear side surfaced. The fear of Pharaoh's edict. But it didn't stay up. The faith side came up too. And so I think out of the corner of their eye, they saw this possibility of building this little ark and putting him in. And they saw God in the picture. God can do things to a human being. He can touch Pharaoh's daughter's heart. He can do it. And so in faith, they conceived and had a son, and in faith, they put him in the river. Their actions turned out to be primarily actions of faith and not of fear. I think that's the key. Faith in spite of fear. Faith and fear, it's a funny business, you know. I sure don't have it all figured out. This business of faith and fear and how they interrelate and interact, it's all so deep. There's something really mysterious about it all, I think. Even to ourselves. But I also think that for people of faith, faith in God, the bottom line is that it's not the fear side that's up, it's the faith side that's up. Faith in God, trust in God, has the upper hand. Had the upper hand, I think, for Moses' parents. In faith, they did what they did, what they knew, what they believed God wanted them to do, in spite of their fears. Their life, their decisions, their actions were ruled not by fears, but inspired by faith. And in and by faith, you know what? When we look at the world, when we look at life in and through the eyes, the lens of faith, we see the world differently. It just looks different. Moses' parents saw, for instance, how beautiful their baby was. Now, that doesn't mean like Elena. I mean, God, she's stunningly beautiful, eh? Oh, she is so beautiful. I imagine Moses must have been. Certainly he was beautiful to his parents, don't you think? Must have been. Don't think that's exactly what... I think they saw a little bit more. What they saw in Moses, I think they saw a little bit of God. Of the image of God. When you hold your daughter, you got to see a little bit of God. Because she's in his image. Right? Oh, that makes her especially beautiful. Wonderful, you know? It's awesome. Beautiful. Moses was beautiful. Not just because it was their son, but he was God's son. They saw that his very image, Elena. And when Moses left, when he fled Egypt, it wasn't all faith. We know that. In Hebrews 2:14, it says it was also fear. He was afraid. Not that Moses had no faith. He may even have felt that fleeing Egypt was, at that point, the faithful thing to do. I don't know. I don't know what he... Maybe he felt, you got to run. You got to save your life. It's what God wants you. But in any case, I think the point of the Hebrews writer is that fear was not the last word for Moses. Not the last thing that regulated and ruled and ran his life. Moses overcame his fear. His faith and trust in God overcame his fears of Pharaoh. I think this business of faith and fear, you know what? I think it's a process. Every situation where we're afraid, there's a process. You don't just bang all of a sudden that you're totally out of it, you know, and it's all faith. It's a process. You grow. You grow in this business. I think we grow. It's not always instant, the way we like to have everything instant, but it's not. That's not how life is. For faith to overcome fear can take some time. It can be a bit of a journey. We grow, as I said, we grow in faith. And then we discover that as our faith grows, our fear recedes. And so what happens that the last word in the life of Moses' parents was not fear, but faith. Same for Moses himself. Same, I think, for all of us who want to live by faith. And so, you know, sometimes people say, maybe sometimes elders ask you, are you growing in your faith? And he says, oh my, I don't know. How do I measure that? Do you know how to measure that? How about this? The things that you are afraid of in your life, do you find that those fearful things, your fears, are growing a little bit less? I think that'd be a sign of your faith growing. That's wonderful. Try that one on for size. Yeah, make it your aim too, that not fear but faith will have the last word in your life, that it characterizes your life. Faith, not fear, has the upside in your life. Now, I don't know, of course, I have no idea about your anxieties and your fears. What are the things that make you afraid? Like, right now, maybe today, you know, tomorrow, whatever. Maybe it has to do with finances. I found lots of people are a little bit afraid, like worried about, are you ever worried about money? I see a real slight nod saying, yeah, we could probably all shake our head. Yeah. Maybe it's your work. Maybe it's because you don't have any. Or maybe you do, but, that boss. Or, it's always a boss. But maybe it's another employee. Or maybe it's the work itself. Or maybe there's just too much pressure. Maybe there are fears connected with your work. It's possible, right? Maybe you are afraid because you're so concerned and so worried about your children. Is there anybody here who's ever concerned about their children? Oh, nobody. Well, okay, I got the wrong audience. But I have my concerns, Ann and I do, about our kids. Why not? It's human. Or your marriage. Maybe you're worried about your marriage. Or your health. Maybe you just got a word from the doctors. Uh-oh. And far be it from me to minimize, to make light of your fears. I'd never do that. Don't be afraid to admit your fears. I'll say it again. The Hebrews writer would say to you and to me, sure, fears. But listen, face your fears. Face your fears with faith. Face your fears with faith in God. Reach out to Him. Trust Him to come through for you, no matter how or what. I think that's what the Hebrews writer may have had in mind when he said that what enabled Moses to face his fears of Pharaoh and company is that he saw him, Moses saw him who is invisible. When you see him, when you see God in the picture of your life, hey, that eases fears. Our life, which is so full of all kinds of possible fears, but to see God, you got to work at that, okay? But put God in the picture. The Almighty God, the Creator, the Redeemer, the covenant-making and covenant-keeping God, the God who can and who does and who will. I think Moses' parents saw God as well. They saw him, as I said, especially in their baby boy Moses. They saw God's fingerprints all over their boy. God's image, God's love. You see it in Elena. God's ownership. Written all over their child. And when you see that in your child, you know what? Well, then you're not going to be dominated by fear of Pharaoh. No. Then you're not just going to hand over your child willy-nilly to whoever, Pharaoh. No. Then you trust God and you entrust your child to God and to God's people, the church, and to God's people who teach in school. You entrust them to those who honor God. All of this, I mean faith, all of this is so practical, isn't it? Faith gives birth to actions which defy the edicts of the gods of this age. That's what faith does. Faith takes on the gods of this age. Actions which defy the ways and the wisdom of the gods of greed. You say, no, I don't want to go there. Faith. Faith which defies the wisdom of those who laugh at God and say he doesn't exist. Faith says, I don't want to go there. No. Faith defies the ways and the wiles which would enslave people in desires and habits and addictions which destroy their lives and their health. The lives of those made in God's image. That's why we fight addictions. We've got to. You don't give in to them. You put faith face up. If you're there, friends, don't stay there. Don't ever be content to stay there. The secret of living by faith rather than fear is to face God before you face anything else in the world, anything else, face Him first. The secret of living by faith rather than fear is to look God in the eye. And then you can face the world, really. The secret of living by faith rather than fear is to be with Jesus. Jesus in whom God became visible. The very image. Jesus, who was no stranger to fear, by the way. He sweat blood. He prayed, Father, if it's possible. But Jesus, who also prayed, yet not my will, but your will be done. Jesus, who lived out of a faith that was stronger than his fears. Jesus, who after being dead for 3 days, rose victorious from the grave. Tell me that faith will not have the victory. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Jesus, who laid down his life for his friends and then took it up again so that he might bless his friends with faith. With the victory of faith, with faith face up, and he invites you to be his friend. Receive him. Accept in faith. Amen. A prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you understand that our hearts and lives threaten at times to be overwhelmed by fears. Open our eyes to see you. Open our mouths to call on you, to be fed by you, to be nurtured. Open our hearts to believe in you. Open our lives to live for you and to be with you today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Time to sing a song.